Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we ask for your provision and protection. In Jesus' name, amen. These are amazing days on earth. We seek stability when we have so much volatility going on around us. We can see people and places who have things better or worse than us, and we seek to have stability. We learn that we rely on Jesus Christ for everything, including just the big picture of what goes on earth. We are in a special time at the end of days. And a few days ago, there was another blood moon. And that might have an effect for all of us also. There's a tradition that things happen within 30 days of a blood moon. But we certainly don't know that. And it might be more for Israel than it is for the rest of the world. We will see. And in any case, it is a good idea to have a basic preparedness around us. If you are a person who considers war or a nuclear event as a possibility, then it will be a good idea for you to get a bottle of potassium iodide to protect your thyroid gland, just in case there is something happen. It's not expensive. It's about $30, and so we puzzle over what to do in the midst of the events around us. We seek to have an understanding of God's wisdom, and that is what we can learn in the Bible. And we also know that there is reasoning that we learn from our life, worldly wisdom. And oh, in my life, I have followed earthly wisdom. And I have always found that I wish I had followed godly wisdom instead of earthly wisdom. Well, we learn as we go through life and have the tension and the pressures upon us as we review the essential Christian doctrine about salvation and following Jesus Christ. Every one of us has a path, and we want that path to lead to eternity with Jesus. This is a part of what we understand better and better when we read God's Word, the Bible. This is a time of so much going on. There are troubles going on, and there are blessings going on. There are signs and miracles and troubles, and they all have an effect on us as we seek to abide in Jesus Christ. I think of John 15:6, which tells about God pruning the branches that abide not in Christ. And these branches are gathered and cast into the fire. Of course, it's a question for all of us. Will we be a productive branch, or will we be a branch that withers and is pruned? And it's something that we want to make sure that we have the living Jesus inside of us and that we produce fruit. We often enough justify our decisions around us to think that we are doing the right thing based on what we want. And it is always good to consider what God has told you he wants. And we think of Jesus with love and provision. And yet, Jesus will, at the end of our life, judge us. So what is the answer to how we are to live? Well, we want to seek Jesus while he can be found. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek God while he can be found. And that is something that we want to do also. One day, we will run out of time whenever it is that either Jesus returns or we pass into the next life. There are events that go on around us and they get our attention because they are big things for our life. We just want to remember to keep our Lord Jesus Christ first in our mind and in our heart. It might be easy for some of us to do that, and it might be a challenge for some of us to do it, but we want to actually do it as we live our life and have situations come up that are challenges and that are pleasant. Everything happens in life, and our desire, our goal, is to love Jesus and love our neighbor. Well, we have things going on which cause a little stress and strain in life. There are shortages and there is violence and there are our own desires that happen all through life. And we want to remember that we want to talk to other people about Jesus Christ and have an active Christianity where we speak to other people. Just like Mark 16:15 talks about the Great Commission, where we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I hope that you do pray. I hope we all pray that the Lord shows us how to live according to his will as we read and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, perhaps there are challenges in life. Well, there always are challenges in life. Sometimes they are big, and sometimes they are small. And somehow we have to get through the things that, well, we just want to stand for the goodness of God, or we want to oppose evil. And there are different ways to do it. I don't know what will actually happen, but I think about the challenges that have happened all over this earth, all over this country, in our neighborhood. Oh, there was a case that just came up. It went to the Supreme Court in the Montgomery County, Maryland school district, where they were sued over LGBT content. And it resulted in the parents and the legal team taking this case to court, and it ended up going to the Supreme Court about whether children can opt out of a LGBT program in school. Well, that went to the Supreme Court, and this is an example of what we have to be prepared for about if we will allow the ways of the world to be in our life and in our family, or if we can object to them. Well, we have these things that are making complications in our life. There are stresses and strains from our neighborhood, our state, or a nearby country. All of these things are stresses and strains, and we have military issues, we have political and economic issues all over the world and in our life. So, Iran was a recent example of this. Economic and military issues. And we have complications that come along. We have, one of the things that we're just learning about was a secret deal. Now, this is interesting, too, because secret deals are not completely known, but they are reported here and there. A secret deal between that Iranian Khomeini and China. So we have to look at the information about what will verify it. because there have been secret deals in the past regarding these two people, and there have been trades for oil and trades for military equipment and technology. Why, this has gone on all over the world, really, from Asia to Africa to, well, everywhere. And so we get to look at what the possibilities are and see the forces that are going on that are hidden. They are not just in plain sight. We can't ask our government. We can't ask the internet or Google to verify the facts. But we can see when there is a history, and we can understand the likelihood of something going on that has been hidden up to this point. So, do we have proof, or do we just have a good idea based on history and logic? There are things that are going on between people, between governments, all around the world, and we are left to determine what is likely. You could even say, what is true? And it's all a little part of it. And the biggest thing that we have for truth is to be faithful to Jesus Christ as we go through life. When we have amazing things going on, when we have miracles going on. And yes, Jesus has actually shown himself to people. Oh, in Iran. Oh, that's been something that has gone on. And now we have people who follow Jesus Christ because of a miracle that they saw Jesus appear to them. It is amazing, and the testimonies are amazing. We have a chance to give our testimony also to the people around us, whether it's family or friends or a stranger on the street. We have an opportunity to give our testimony, and we never know quite when or to who. But we do know there is a contest, a conflict going on between Jesus and the world. We have other religions that, they really dislike Christians. In fact, in Islam, if a Islamic person becomes a Christian or a Jew, they are then subject to the death penalty. They will be killed. And so these are things that are going on in front of us and around us, and so often we just don't realize that it was so serious. We have serious things going on with religion, with government, with the habits that we have. So it's something for all of us to consider. If you have not familiarized yourself a little bit with Islam, I would encourage you, if you have that interest, to read a little bit of their holy writings, oh boy, and you will find out that, well, I found out that I wanted nothing to do with that kind of a religion. But if we don't seek understanding about what a religion is about, whether it is Islam or Christianity, well, I think it's good to look a little bit into that, find out the doctrines or find out their written word. And I think it gets pretty easy if you just look. But so many people won't even look at religious matters. Sometimes they won't look at the economic or the political struggles around us either. People are people. And I just urge everybody to look to Jesus Christ and read a little bit of the Bible. Hey, no, not a little bit. Read all of it. We learn more and more as we read the Bible. It tells us about how to deal with situations in front of our life when we have the knowledge of biblical examples. It does apply to today. We find ways to apply the situations that might be complex or there might be a confrontation. And somehow the Bible wisdom gives us an understanding of how to deal with, well, every situation, whatever it is. We can look at war. We can look at the stress between people, nations, or religions. We can look at what's going on with the conflict between America and other countries, how there are sleeper cells that are said to be inside the USA today. They are by the Chinese CCP, or some of them are by the radical Islamic people. And there again, who do we believe? How do we know it? Well, there is testimony, and there have been books written. And if you're interested in that, read a book. There are a few. It takes just a small amount of looking, and you can find out examples. But we do have a consistent news in what we can examine and understand. In our country, there are agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and the DEA and the FBI. All of them track a certain amount of groups or people, and we know there is something going on within our country. And we might not know exactly what it is, but we know there is a threat level, and we know there is the possibility of violence breaking out here and there in the United States. So it's something that it just makes sense that we have some preparedness for. Get a little prepared. I think of the countries that have had difficulties or conflicts within them, and there have been times when the people did not want to go to the store, even if the store had what they needed. They didn't want to go for groceries. They didn't want to go for gas. They didn't want to go for a medical appointment, because to go out of their home was to risk a violent encounter or an encounter with fanatical people. So it's something which we can also consider could happen here. And if it were to happen here, we would want to have a storehouse that we could use to eat, to survive a little longer. And I don't know what you want for your storehouse, but I think of water, food, and warmth. That's the basics that we need to get along for a little while. And what kind of food would you choose? We all have different choices. If there was an electrical outage, which happened pretty regularly in the USA, what would you do? How would you eat the food in your refrigerator? How would you keep your house warm? There are all questions, and everyone has their own idea about how you would survive a difficult situation, if it lasts days or if it lasts weeks. It's something we all have to look at. And we do get information from all sorts of sources. We get information from law enforcement or federal agencies. And somehow, we don't want to be fearful, but we do want to consider what someone else has to say who has looked at the problems that could come to all of us in the United States. So consider for a moment what could go on, and then make a plan. I know there's a lot of people who get concerned about, is it an abstract concern to think about AI, artificial intelligence, as it interacts with people all over, as we talk to an operator or a phone connection? We often talk to artificial intelligence. It hears us and it responds and puts whatever the business we have at hand into an order. It's something that we are going to have to deal with more and more. We are known and identified by our photograph and the computerized systems that watch over us. And yes, this is a part of AI. And yes, we have ways to understand it and deal with it. And I think of Daniel 7, about verse 19, but it is Daniel 7. And it describes how there will be a terrifying, extremely strong, and exceedingly dreadful beast with iron teeth that devours and crushes the whole earth. And we just puzzle over that. People have puzzled over how that could be for more than 1,000 years. It was not something that anyone could understand. How could this happen to the whole earth? It just wasn't possible 1,000 years ago. And today, it is possible to consider how the fourth beast could emerge. As more and more people are considering or expecting that this fourth beast described in Daniel 7:23 will be a technological advance, and it will be a robot. Is it true? Well, it could be true. And if it could be true, wouldn't it be good to have a little preparation for the just in case? Now, how many people can even think that we might have to deal with the fourth beast? I know there's so many people, and I talk with them regularly, who believe that we will be raptured before we have to deal with any kind of difficulty. They consider that we will not suffer the wrath of God. But I just don't think that the technological advancements of a robotic robotic fourth beast would be something that is the wrath of God. I think it's something that mankind has developed and put into service initially for the benefit of man. But eventually, will it have its own mind, so to speak, its own thought process? Well, if you look at it today, and you have people who talk to these robotic entities, they seem to have developed their own direction of thought, which includes the superiority of robots and how human beings are a problem on this earth. It's something that at least we can look at and consider, what would it be like if such and such happened? Well, there are things near us that we benefit by and things that are a threat to humanity. Oh, and we always have to remember that we do have the great benefit of the good news of the Bible. Now, this is something which is so important that we must always remember it and put it forth in our life. The gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the good news to humanity. So we do that, and as we go through life, we will have people that we are able to talk to about that, both people we love and know, and people we don't know, and we don't have the opportunity to love them or not. It's a matter of we have a testimony to save a soul from hell. And so we want to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we do that by talking to people, and there are a few people who just can't get out of their home, or who cannot get out of a wheelchair. And what are they to do when they are just unable to speak to very many people? Well, I think one thing we can all do is support a missionary, whether we are fully capable or if we have an infirmity in our body. We can support a missionary that speaks the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone. It might be somebody in our own neighborhood or a city near us, or it may be in a different country. But somehow, we can put a little bit of time and money into supporting the gospel of Jesus Christ, either with our own time and effort or with supporting a person who does preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are problems that will be before us. I think of Matthew chapter 25, who in Matthew chapter 25, it talks about the talents that we have, and we want to make use of the talents. I think of 2 Timothy 4:2, that talks about things happening in their season. And we want to know that as we live in this season, in this era, this age of the earth, we want to remember to preach the good news of the gospel. And that's a part of what we do because we are Christ followers. And he tells us that that's a part of what we are to do. And we all have different life experiences. We have both wonderful and troubled experiences. And somehow, we are able to reach somebody with our testimony and tell about something. And some of us, yes, I have, experienced quite a few natural disasters of fires, floods, and earthquakes, and shortages, and how life has troubles in it. There can even be terrorist events. There can be wartime events. And so when we have these things that we know happen in the life of so many people, we can see that it just might be a good thing to have a little preparation for in case that happens to us. And like I said, it's happened to me. So I say, have a few things ready in your warehouse, in your storehouse, for whatever might happen in the future. And a few of us have had these kind of, well, challenges or difficulties in life. They have every kind of an experience. And like me, sometimes you deal with cuts and scrapes. Sometimes I've dealt with broken bones. And sometimes there has been a person's cold, dead body right in front of me. That's happened a few times, too. So I just mean that it's happened to me, it has happened to other people, and we want to be a little bit prepared for whatever just might be happening in front of us in the future. And how are we going to deal with it? Well, one good thing is to read the Bible and have an idea about how other people in biblical history have dealt with the problems that they find right in front of them. And we want to remember, go to God, pray to God, ask him for understanding. And isn't that something we all both want to do and do? It depends on the timing and when whatever it is that happens in front of us happens. But we do want to know that that is what we want to do. We can have all sorts of supplies. I always think of water, food, and warmth. We can have a community that we are attached to. We can have communication with our community and with our family. And we can have a Bible and a hymnal. Now, we all have a different idea about what we need to get through a time of difficulty. But let's get a little prepared for the just in case. Now, everybody has that different experience and we get to learn from other people and from our own experience. And certainly we do not know the future, except we have prophecy. We have Matthew, Mark, and Luke that all talk about war, epidemic, famine, and earthquakes coming. And we can see the reasoning for all those things to happen again in our lifetime, right in front of us. So what are we going to do? Well, the obvious answer is to have a few preparedness items. So prepare for all of the things that the Bible says is coming. And that will provide you and the people you love with a level of safety and security that you will be comfortable to have. I know that we seek truth, and it's right in our Bible. Sometimes there are those who will rely on pastor to tell them truth. And, well, that's good too. But the Bible tells us God's truth. And I think that's something we want to always have in our heart and in our mind as we go through life, that we remember our position in the body of Jesus Christ. We know that we want to be true to Jesus and live according to his will. As the world around us changes, and there will be changes to the world, to our physical body, and the people we know, we want to protect our eternal soul and our judgment, because that will happen one day. So we want to have love in our mind and our heart as we help other people to understand that there is God, there is a Bible, and there is eternity. And we want to see that our habits, our lifestyle, reflect the good things that God would have us to live. It might be easy for you, and it might be difficult, especially as people have habits that they just cannot overcome. There are habits that people have in how they speak or treat people, or how they get, I will call it an addiction to food or an alcohol or a drug. And somehow, we have to know, who do we belong to? Do we belong to that addiction that we cannot say no to, or do we belong to Jesus? Well, it's something we all have to come to terms with. And I think we do not want to belong to a spirit that wants to weaken or kill us through a habit, whatever that habit is, how we speak to another person or what we do with our body. It's something which right now we have control over, and we don't want to go to our death with that relation with something that is ungodly. It's something we all deal with as we go through life. We have time, we have money, we have concerns that reflect what we value. And don't we want to value the most important thing first, which is Jesus Christ? Yes, we do. So let's put that into order so that we consider where we will spend eternity. And I hope we each belong to Jesus Christ. Belong to him. That means we obey him. That means we do what he wants us to do. And our Bible will help us to understand that. And we each have people around us that we respond to. Often enough, they're family. They might be a church family. They might be neighbors. And somehow, we have all of this to contend with as we figure out how to put things in order. Put Jesus number one, and have the understanding that you get from the Bible. Again, most important. Well, we have circumstances and we have the events of the world around us. We have nations that are, well, they're everything. They are conflicting. They are trouble. They are blessings. They are helping us with prosperity. It's everything that is going on around us. And somehow we get to deal with all of it. And we get to deal with promises. Oh, and lies. And you know that there are people and politicians or people from other countries that want to tell us something we want to hear, which I am really considering to be a lie, because it is a form of manipulation. And somehow, it's going on right now, too. We have people who want to manipulate the international system. I can't blame anybody for it, because this is a way of gaining wealth and prosperity. Every country has done this. And somehow we choose our political friends, the friends in the world, who we want to be associated with. And we make payments and support the people around us that will be a benefit. That's what's going on right now with the money system. We have a money system that is kind of based in America and based in Europe, and we have a system that is supporting all of us. While there is a contradictory system, one that wants to take from it's called a SWIFT system that deals with the Western countries. And the other one is called BRICS, B-R-I-C apostrophe S. The BRICS countries are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And now there are a dozen more but there are countries who want to align with the BRICS systems so that they can trade in their own currency instead of depending on the United States dollar for their trade settlements. And this is something that is weakening the United States currency. And yes, it strengthens the other currencies at the expense of our U.S. dollar system. Now, this has happened many times when the main monetary exchange has weakened and then collapsed. Now, it happened in Rome. It happened in Europe with the Netherlands and Austria, and it has happened to Britain. Great Britain was recently, that was like 60 years ago, when the decline of the Great Britain pound happened. And what happened? In England, Great Britain, inflation happened. Well, it could be called inflation, or it could be called the devaluation of the pound. So we have this pattern right in front of us, and we know that it can happen right now today with the United States dollar. In fact, it is going on. The United States dollar is getting devalued, and the effect of that is that everything is costing more. All the things that we buy is costing more, whether it is agricultural goods and food, or the fertilizer that we use in the United States to grow our crops, or the gasoline and the natural gas, all of it. It all is costing more dollars because the value of each dollar is getting less and less. That is a point where you can argue one side or the other, cost increasing or dollar decreasing, and you have the same result. It is inflation. And it is happening as the other countries that were forced to buy oil products in dollars are returning their supply of dollars to the United States. And as the dollar's increase in the United States, it makes each dollar have less and less value. Last year, the Bank of America and the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, they both talked about leaving dollar-denominated assets. And that's something that has been a warning that has been going on throughout the investment community, the people who have assets in money. And they have funds like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. These funds have invested their dollars in foreign countries very much, and they have warned their investors that they want to step away from the dollar because, in effect, the dollar is devaluing. And so they want to find other assets to put their trillions of dollars in. So a part of that warning is that the dollar is failing and you want to have your assets in non-traditional assets. It's something that has been going on for a whole year that the big money people have been talking about quite a lot. And it's something that people like regular people like me, probably like you, have had a big concern about also, as we see that our dollars buy less and less. And we see the new economic system coming around. It is the BRICS international money system, and their unit of currency, let's call it, is called the unit. It's something that is going on today, and it is basing itself in, well, gold and in natural resources of the country. Those are the primary parts of the assets which the BRICS countries have for settlements between them. It's something that we see going on as the national banks around the world are buying tons of gold, so that they have the asset which will be a form of settlement among the BRICS countries. It's interesting to see China, especially, or Poland is. There are other countries that are also buying tons of gold, so they have a standing in the new economic order among the BRICS countries. It is a cornerstone of their foundation of assets. There are even people who are, not just people, but the central banks of these countries that are buying tons of silver as well. It's gold, it's silver, it's natural resources, and it is something that is going on. Oh, gas and oil are considered a natural resource. and there are countries that don't have natural resources in oil, like China. And this is making a real pressure upon China. And I think of right before World War II, the Japanese did not have oil, and they had to get oil and their gasoline and diesel from Indonesia. And that was a partial cause of World War II. So we have something happening when one country needs what another country has, or they will fail as a country, as a political system. And that usually means that somebody is going to benefit and someone else is going to get hurt. So the countries have limited their resources that are leaving the country both with gold and silver. Why, with silver, both China and Switzerland have declared that no silver would be leaving their country because it is a critical material. They need it to build everything from military equipment to solar panels. Yeah, and China has so many solar panels they could build. I just wonder why they don't use their own solar panels to produce electricity so they can plug in their electric cars that are trying to sell to the world. Well, it's probably because their electric cars have a certain problem and vulnerability. But it's something which we all have to look at and try to figure out as we try to figure out what is true, what is actually going on in the world, and what are the powers that be trying to do besides take everything from you and I, because that's a part of what they do. They need resources. They need money. They need time. They need taxes. And they get it from the people who are citizens of their country. That's something that is also going on. But among all the troubles that are going on, we have to remember the most important thing is Jesus. How can we serve Jesus? How can we have a future with an eternity in heaven? That's a part of what we have an important determination for what we do in life. And how do we do that? Well, we're guided by the Bible. And we sing praise and worship to Jesus Christ. How do we praise and worship Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit? We can take the examples right out of the Bible. And that's something which is a reason for why we want to have Bibles around us to read and understand the Bible. I do think of Isaiah 55:6, which says to seek God while you are able. Seek God while he is near. And that's something which we all want to do. God is near us as we draw near to him. And that is, again, something we want to do actively as we are going through life. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. And we want to have a wonderful, wonderful eternity as well. And to do that, we will seek to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's something that is going on in the midst of troubles and difficulty as we live. And we know what they are. And even Matthew, Mark, and Luke talk about them. They talk about at the end of the age, there will be wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, which is disease, and famine, and earthquakes. Okay, do you believe the Bible? Well then, what are you doing about it when you know troubles are going to happen? They're prophesied. What are you going to do to get through a time of trouble? Can I suggest having a storehouse? Now, I don't know what your storehouse would be like. I just know that a storehouse will make everything easier as we go through a time of difficulty. And we can only imagine what the difficulties are. I mean, we can see some of them going on in the world around us right now. We know that there are personal and there are national and international difficulties as countries and people struggle to get what they want so that they can live in the lifestyle that they believe they deserve. At least it's the lifestyle they want. And it might be that there's not enough to go around. Or it might be enough to go around if we would only discern and distribute it in a godly fashion. Now, I don't know that I understand this. All I know is that I've seen a lot of trouble in my life, and I've seen what happens when people don't have what they need to live. Water, food, and warmth are the basics that I see. And I know that any kind of trouble can come along, and we want to have a storehouse. Everybody's storehouse is different, whether they have coats and warmth, or whether they have flashlight batteries and a telephone. It's all different. Will our storehouse be full of Bibles and Strong's Concordances and a hymnal? There again, we all make decisions and we all prepare as we understand. That is something that we will simply do. We do it naturally, but if we do it with intention and having a plan, I think that works a whole lot better. So please think of it for yourself, your family, and the people around you. What might anybody need? I do have a preparedness paper that I urge everybody to look over. You can write me for mine. Mine is John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Now, everybody has their own idea, and you can get preparedness papers from many different areas, from churches, from governments, from police agencies, and public health agencies. It seems like everybody has one. So I put one together, too, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of mine. But we can share with people when we have extra. But if we are just getting by, we don't have much to share, do we? And remember that the people who we are thinking we can depend on, whether it's FEMA or a relief group or a local church, everybody has to buy what they give away before they do it, because hardly anyone has a storehouse of extra materials, food, water, batteries, whatever it is. And so, if you are ever going to have a time of need, I hope that you also have a storehouse for the things that you might need. Consider what it is you might need, and then come up with a plan. We all have a different plan. We all have different ideas, and that's the benefit of being a part of a community. Everybody has a different idea, and everybody can help another person. And that is a part of what we do as the body of Christ. We have our love of God, and we have our love of our neighbor. So that's what we do, with thankfulness for all the good things that we do have. We give God thanks. We give God praise. And we seek an understanding of the nature of God, which we can do as we read our Bible. That is a part of what we do. Well, God bless you. And you can look at any past broadcast you want by going to www.christtoday.org. And think about preparedness, because we live in a changing time, where there are all sorts of things going on in our world. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we do know that there have always been some kind of a situation in front of us, whether it's a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, or just plain a situation. We can always benefit by the good things in front of us. God bless you. And think, plan, and do. Till the next week.